We are continuing our Shiurim on Binyan Ariel. We are now on page Kuf Mem Aleph 141, Baruch Hashem. Good, we're doing very well here. We're on Ois Ein Beis. We're going to discuss today, so the Mochim, Panimim, Anikam Tzadi Tzelem, Umakif, Anikam Lamid Mem Tzelem. Now, this is a very important concept. This is very much applicable to the Kavanas. So, as it's as follows. It's also found in Etz Chaim and Shach Havdalit, speaks about this concept. Hine, because Pam Shinim Shachim Amochim, every time you bring down Shefa from on high, Hem Baim Kipatsuf Shalem Kolel Esesfirot Pratiyot. You're going to bring down what's called the Patsuf Shalem of 10 Sfirot. Shem Komash Lema, the Otam Amochim, or the Bina, or the Chochma, or the Keter. You're going to bring down a whole package deal from on high. And that's going to contain 10 Sfirot, either from the parts of a Bina Dizal, the Chochma Dizal, or Keter Dizal. Now, V'anai da'ota parzuf nikra Tzadi Ditzalim, V'chari da'ota parzuf nikra Lamed Ditzalim, V'kach bad da'ota parzuf nikra Mem de Tzelem. Right? So we look at the word Tzelem, it's spelled with three letters, Tzadi, Lamid, Mem. The Tzadi represent the Nahi. The Mem, the Lamid will represent the Chagatz, and the final Mem means you're drawing down the highest part of the Pasuk, which is called the Kachbad. In a call, Prat me'elu atzadi ve'lamed v'amem ditzal me'amochim gam hu patzuf shalem bifnei atzmo. Each one is also can be looked at as its own patzuf on itself. Hakol le'eses sfirot b'chinat kelim dezar ve'levushim etzlamim de'abav ima v'amochim dezar betocham v'aor de'naranchi lifnai v'lifnim. Each one could be subdivided into his own particular unit with what we call the tzlamim, the levushim, the mochim, and the ensof inside of it. V'tzali detzelim nikra mochim pinimim, v'lamemem detzelim nikra makifim. Sh'alam nikra makif atachton, v'amem nikra makif elyon. So it's as follows. The tzadi has a different name as well. Not only has, we called it a nai a minute ago, but you can call it the mochim pnimim. It's another word for the same thing. Now the lamid mem are called, before we called it a chag and a kach, but now he's calling it makifim, again, exact same concept. We'll explain how that fits in. O be'emet yi she'ein evdel b'neihem, שארי הקללות הם שלושה פרצופים שעומדים זה אגבי זה, זה מתלבש בתור זה. How do they look? It's one on top of the other, one within the other. So the way we imagine this is by a cylinder, one cylinder going around the other cylinder. That's how we imagine it. שפרצוף נהי בקומת נהי כללות פרצוף, פרצוף חגת הוא בקומת חגת ונהי דכללות פרצוף, פרצוף כך בדו כי קומד כל פרצוף הכולל כך בד חגת נאי. Again, imagine one cylinder inside the other cylinder. So again, you're going to have the interior one, which is the kach, but the highest one around that, a bit lower, is called a chag, and a bit lower that, it's going to be called the nai. Ba'ofim sha'nai deklalut malbish ale nai dechagat, ve'lifni mimenu ale nai vekachbad, nai dechagbad. וחגד החגד הוא מגולה, ומה ביש לחגד הכך בה, וכך בה, וכך בה, ומגולה מעלה בראש פר. So like I told you, one cylinder, one cylinder around the other cylinder, and each of the parts of her, just a bit higher than the other one. Now, ביר העניין הוא, שלאיו שכך בה למעלה מן החגד, נקרא מקיף עליון. Since the כך בה, which is the internal cylinder, which is highest of all three, is on top of the previous one, then that's called a makif. That's why it's called a makif. It's called the kachbad, and it's also called a makif. No contradiction. V'liyot chagat lemale min hanai, since chagat is above the nai, that's why nikra makif tachton. Aval hanai hari eino lemale min shum partzuf, shari nikra pnimi. And a nai is the shortest of all partzufim, and there's nothing, it's not above anything, therefore it's not called the makif, but rather it's called the pinimim. ולפעמים הוא בכללות בכללות, וישנה בחינה שהם מתלבשים זה בתוך זה, בשווה, בעובי. בכל זאת, נאי נקראים מוחים פנימיים, וכך בא וחגד נקראים מקיפים. להיות עניין כך, ולכן צריכים להבדיל בין המושג של המקיפים והממנו, מקיף חי ויחידה. שחי יחידה הם מקיף ממש, שסובבים סביב מפרצוף מבחוץ. כי חי הוא מבחינת מקיף חוזר. שנכנס בתוך הפרצוף ויצא לחוץ באור בחוזר ומעקיבה לפרצוף שמסמוך לו, ויחיד היא בחילת מעקיב שתקף התפשט מבחוץ ברחוק בריחוק באותו פרצוף, ומעקיב על ידי העיגולים באותו פרצוף. אולם מעקיב למד בהם אין המעקיבים מסביב לפרצוף כלל, אלא שהם פרצופים גמורים עומדים זה אגב זה וזה בתוך זה, ושניהם על גבי, על גבי הצלי בתוכו והבן. So let me explain to what he just said. Now, this is a very, very important point because a lot of people get confused in this. Now there's a musa called, as we just said, chagat and kachbat. There's another wording which is called makif tachton, makif elyon. Now, in one sense, we can be mashfil, as we've been saying right now. We can say that they mean the exact same thing. That would be correct. In another sense, we have to differentiate between both subjects. Meaning like this. When we say that the Makif Elyon is compared to the Kachbad, we're saying that because the Kachbad is above the Chagat. So since Kachbad is above the Chagat, we can consider that to be a Makif. Makif is always higher. And the Chagat is above the Nai. That's why we can consider that Chagat as a Makif Tachton. That's correct. But in another sense, it's not the true essence of the word Makif. Makif is really something that goes up and above the Paltzuf, which is not really part of the Paltzuf. So therefore, you want to differentiate between another wording which is called Chaya v'Yechida. Chaya v'Yechida also mentioned in the context of Makifim. They're also in that parasha. But they are proper Makifim. Proper Makifim meaning they're not stuck to the Paltzuf. We're not talking about Chagat Nai, that's talking about the body of the Paltzuf or the head of the Paltzuf. That's part of the Paltzuf. I give it a kino, a nickname called makif, but it's not a true makif. A true makif is what we call chai yechida. That's a makif which goes around, up and above the paltzuf. Okay? Important differentiate between these two subjects. Let's continue on kuf mem bei second paragraph. Ulam yeshna b'china acheret tzadi lamed mem. There's another a concept when it comes to this idea of tzadi lamed mem, the tzelem. He hora'a al shlavei spashtut v'kenisa shel oto tzal memochim kol elim anal toch za. Now these are not conceptual, these are not static ideas, but rather he's mentioning over here that it is a vibrating influence that goes inside of za on a constant basis. Let's explain that. B'china zu hi pratzit. דיינו צדי למד מהם של הצדי דצלם, צדי למד צלם דצלם, צדי למד של המם דצלם, צדי למד פחתים אלו כשהם נמשכים. נמשכים ויוצאים מבחוץ ליסודים על יסוד הלידה, בסוד לידה, אז בתחילה מתגלה מם דצדי. דמם דצלם הוא בחינת כחבה של הצלם, ארבע ספירות כנגד מם ועומד בחוץ כנגד חגת דתבונה בגילוי הלמד בצד יקול אלים בו ונקרא מקיף עליון, ושוב נאמר מם למעלה נשמם למעלה מספשת את הלמד צדי למטה ומתלה בשוב תור הנאי דנימה שהם עומדים על גבי רשת זה, והוא בחינת חגת של הצדי, צלם של שלושה פרטות, שש ספירות כנגד הלמד, והצדי כולל בו. וניקה מקיף תחתו, ושוב נשאר שם הלמד והצדי, ביות מתלבש בתוך הנאי דאימה, נכנס מספש בתוך הפרצוף דזה, בתשע ספירות Теж это вокнет цади. ונקרא בחינת פרט פנימי. ולפי שמלץ, which is just צלם spelled the other way around, פרטים, המם למה הם עקיפים ממש מלמעלה מבחוץ לזה, וכיוון שטרם נתלבש בו גוף הדזה, אף שנמקים מגבורם, סובבים גם צדים סביב, רק הצד נכנס ללבש בתוך הכלים בדגוף הדזה, בחינת סמוכים פנימיים. So now he's explaining the nitty-gritties of the subject over here. How is actually going to influence this subject of Tzelem? How is it going to influence the parts of Zah? So again, the idea of Tzelem, every time we see the word Tzelem in Etz Chaim, or any of the writings, Shah Kavanot, or whatever you're reading, the idea of Tzelem is the idea of Shefa coming down from one Partsuf to a lower Partsuf. So in our example, we're going to speak about Tvuna, which is the higher Partsuf, and the Shefa going into Zah. So the first point of contact, the first Shefa which is coming down, is called the Mem of the Tzelem. Again, the Shefa is called Tzelem. I'm going to split that Shefa into three parts. Mem, and Lamed, and Tzadi, which spells as Tzelem. The Mem, which is the Gematria 40, which is the Gematria Katan, which is 4, represents the 4 Sfirot of the Kachbad of Tfuna, which is Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, and Das. Those 4 Sfirot, which are represented by the Mem, are first going to go down and stay up and above, hovering above the parts of Zah. Now, the next part of the Shefa, which is called the Lamed, which is a Gematria of 30, and the Gematria Katan is 3, represents the 3 lower sphere, which is the Chagad, Chesed, Gvot, Tiferet. That's going to also go down into Zah, and that's going to go also hovering just below the Kachbad. And then finally, what goes down is the Tzadi. The Tzadi, the Gematria of Tzadi is 90. The Gematria Katan of Tzadi of 90 is 9. Those represent the 9 Sfirot of the Nahi, meaning the Netzach Hod Yesod. Each and every individual Sfira, Netzach Hod Yesod, will be split into 3 additional parts. Like every part of your body split into 3, your leg has 3 parts to it, your arm has 3 parts to it. If you look at your arm, you have 3 types of bones, right? You have from the shoulder down to your elbow down to your wrist, and from your wrist down to your, and your fingers, those are 3. Even your fingers are split into 3 parts. You look at your finger, you have 3 parts to your finger. Your leg, you have a thigh to your knee, then your knee down to your foot, and then your foot's the 3rd bone. Everything is 3, 3, 3. So now, when we look at the Netzach, for example, we're going to split it into 3. Hod Yesod, same thing. So you split 3 Sfirot and 3, that's 9. So you got that Shefa of 9 from Tvuna coming down and inserting itself actually into the Partsuf of Zah. That is called the Tzadi of the Tvuna coming down into the Partsuf. Okay, so that's the entire system of Tzelem going and growing the Partsuf in all different levels. Okay, good. Let's continue now on Kuf Mem Gimel. Ot Ayin Gimel. Let's continue. Seder shalosh b'chinot shel tzadi, v'tzelem v'aketer v'alamed med mochim d'zah v'chiluke b'chinotem. Hine, od neva'er b'inan mochim d'zah mitchalekim shalosh ha'dagod tzadi lamed med. Let's go more into details about this concept called tzelem. V'hu, d'yeshno od oven שהמלץ מתחלקים לשלוש בחינות. היינו, כי הצדי לצלם הוא פנימי, הוא בחינה אחת. We have the צדי לצלם, which is a פנימי, הוא בחינה אחת. והקטע של הצדי הוא בחינה שנייה. והלמד מהם, והמם לצלם, הם בחינה שלישי. So again, he's going to split it up in a different way. All meaning the exact same thing. This is all getting from the Etz Chaim. So again, yes, now old ofem shemalat minchalikim shlosh bechinot ve'ani tzadi tzelem pinimi the keter the tzadi, which is the bechina shniya, and then the lamed mem. So instead of counting tzadi number 1, lamed number 2, mem number 3 different elements to this tzelem, rather we can redefine and call the tzadi 1 K Ketev, that's Tzadik number 2, and then Lamed Mem as position number 3. V'yoyin kach, ki atzadi detzelem akelim hem di'ima va'orot hem shel azah. Hem shel azah. V'akete shel atzadi detzelem gam ha'orot shelo v'gam akelim shelo hem shel imah. ואילו הלמד מהם נצא להם הכלים הם דאימה ועוד שבהם הם משותפים בשל אימה בשל זה הרי הם שלוש הסוגי חלקים צדיק קטן למד well no, he's defining why is there a difference between this type of חילוקים so he says really that צדי the כלים belong to אימה and the אורות which are inside the כלים belong to זה now the ket of the tzadi is different because the orot which are inside the kelim and the kelim itself all belong to ima. When you come to lamed mem, that's similar to the tzadi. The kelim belong to ima and the orot belong to za. Well, actually, a combination says orot be'em mishtatfim shel ima v'za. That's a less madrega. Therefore, that is the reason why we mechal between those two. טעם החילוקים האלו הוא כי הנה כי כאשר המוכרים דצדי דצלם באו בתלבש בתוך נאי דאימא כדי להיכנס בזה כבר נדרחקו הנאי דאימא אלו מאורותיהם כי אפשר לזה לקבל מתוכו מאורות, מאורות אימא עצמה עצמה שהם גדולים באורחו ואלה כלים שלא כוח לסוב להם Now, what are we trying to do again? Let's get our focus here. We're trying to build up Zah. We're building up Zah in order that, to empower him to become from a Vak to a Yud Sfirot. And the way we do that is bringing him Shefa from the higher parts of which is called Tevuna. Now, what is Tevuna giving over to Zah? We said that's the Tzelem. Now, this Tzelem process is twofold. First of all, we have to bring to Zah Mochim, that's the Shefa that Zah really needs. But now Shefa himself cannot come into the Pasuk by itself. It needs to be sheltered. It needs to be enveloped into what's called the Levushim of Ima, or the Kalim of Ima. Okay? It's like you have a shoe which is too big for you. So what do you have to do? First you have to put it in sole before you put your foot. So let's call the Shefa the foot. But the foot is a bare foot and therefore it won't be able to fit into the shoe. It's too small for the shoe. The shoe is too big. So therefore an insole needs to be put in order to make the comfort zone, in order to make the foot when it comes into the shoe, it should be perfectly fitting into the shoe. Same thing, same idea over here. We want Shefa according to Zah, which is compared to the shoe in our motion. The Shefa is what we compare the foot to our motion. Now, the Shefa, which is the Tzadi in this particular case, can't go into Zah unless it's put in to what's called the Kalim, which in our example is the sole or an insert which goes into the shoe prior to the Shefa, prior to the foot. So that's the way it is. So you have the Kalim of Ima, and then you have the Shefa which goes inside of it. So let's start again. Tell me, Chilukim Eilu, why do we make Chiluk between the Tzadi, the Ket of the Tzadi, and the Lamed Mem. Kine kasher mochim the tzadim mochim. Every time that's the key word. When you say mochim means we're talking about the orot, not the kelim. Kasher mochim the tzadim the tzelim ba'u litlabish b'toch naideima. Naideima is always representative of the levushim. That means the orot the tzadim are going to go into the naideima kidei likanes b'zah. And zah again are the kelim in our example. Now, Ima already has vacated her personal orot in order to free up her kelim, in order that Zah should now be able to bring in this. The mochim of the Zah should be able to go inside those kelim. Ki efshar lizah lekabel b'toro orot Ima atzma. Like we said, Zah cannot receive the orot direct. Shem gedolim me'ako. It's too strong. And his kelim itself cannot support such a tremendous, powerful shefa coming directly from him, or tvuna in our case. Since the orot of tvuna are vacant, נתלבש אורות מוחין דצלי דצלם דזה בתוכו, כמו שהצלי דצלם הוא פרצוף שלם בעשר ספירות, כן, עיני דאמא מתחלקים בעשר ספירות. כתלת פרקי נצר דאמא הם חוכמה חסד נצר, תלת פרקי הוד הם בינה גבוהה עוד, תלת פרקי יסוד דצלם they represent the דתי and the תפארת and יסוד. And the acronym for that is חכם בגדתי. Or be amit la bishin chacham bagadati shel tzad yitzelam. So I hope that's clear that ima or tfuna in particular cases vacating or kalim and allowing the tzadi. Remember the tzadi is gematria of 90, which is 99 sfirot of the shefa coming in. So therefore, automatically the kalim have to mechalik themselves into 9 as well, which represents a tfikav, which is chacham bagadati. And all that package of the mochim and the kelim, like we said, like that, the foot and the insert in our particular moshah are going to go into the shoe, which is the zav. Hare she'aser sefirot detzad yitzalem dezav itlabish b'toch shlish tiferet v'nayim deima she'nira komerot mochim deima dezav kenal. Therefore, these 9 parts of the shoe are going to go into the nai deima. And Abba midot the shlish min hakelim deimad nidrakuku nidrokenu v'nitafchu metiva mitlavish ba'em orod mochim deza v'nasu kiteva v'keerer za. And they're going to be matin this package deal again, the mochim and the nai deima. The kelim going to make a package here, and then all go into zav. L'chein kashen is lavashu b'toch kelim deguf of the zav nase em atzmon etzem me'atzamo b'osom b'besorom mamish v'nivdal azad yadam k'mivua ba'ot ayin vav. And therefore, they're going to go very simply into zav. But they don't go in as a temporary measure; they become actually part and parcel of them. They become his bones and his flesh. We're page Kuf Mem Dalet now. Bio Inya. Now we'll explain a bit further here. Ki inei kashin istalka tichilat orod shlish tiferet v'denayim v'imam v'alu el tiferet shela metorem natun natun u'balza nidrabu sham orod meod v'sham orod tiferet v'imam l'atzma orod zah she'ibu metocha. וכן אורות שליש תפארת ונעים דאמא שעלו לשם וריבוי אורות נדחק זה לצאת ועולה. So again, he's explained to you right now how is Zah created. We said that Zah needs kelim or needs levushim in order to accept the shefa. That's the nai de'ima. Now the nai de'ima itself has its own, she has her own orot. So what needs to be done, first of all, is that she has to vacate her kelim. She has to vacate her kelim, her kelim are empty, in order to accept the new shefa, which is prescribed for Zah. So that special shefa, which is Zah's shefa, is going to go into this empty kelim, and those empty kelim now will be filled up with Zah's new shefa, and they will all go down to the Paltzuf of Zah. Now what happens to that original light, the original shefa, which was in the nai de'ima? That's going to gravitate in a higher place of ima, which is called the tiferet de'ima. But we know that the tiferet de'ima already had the new shefa for Zah, right? And therefore, since now you have a combination of the nai de'ima going to a place which already has orot, the tiferet de'ima, plus you have already the shefa of the Zah over there, waiting to go inside the empty keli. Therefore, because there's such a riboy shefa over there, it's like a crock pot. The more you put in, and therefore at the end it just bursts, and keep on filling a bubble with water, more and more water, it finally bursts. Therefore, bursting affected the shefa of Zah, which was there, and pushed the shefa of Zah outwards with a very strong thrust, which gave then birth to the Paltzuf of Zah. Okay, so a lot of people ask you, how is Zah born? How is the Paltzuf born? This is explaining to you the nitty-gritties of how a Paltzuf was born because of the Ribbon Shefa in Ima. Very important. Let's see what we did again. כי כאשר נסתלקו התחילת אורות שליש תפארת ונעים דאימה ועלו אל התפארת שלה בתוכו נתום הרובה דזה נתרבו שם אורות מאוד שהם אורות תפארת דאימה עצמה ואורות דזה שאיבו בתוכו ואורות שליש תפארת ונעים דאימה שלו לשם אומר ריבו אורות נדחק זה לצד ולבלת זה רגלת Now, ובצד האורות דמוכים לזה הלכות, now, when the אורות דמוכים לזה went out, כבר הם מוצאים לשליש תפארת ונעים דאימן, ריקם בפינוי מרותיהם, ומתלבשים אורות דצעצדי דצלם דזה בתוכם כנזכר. והכל כנזכר להם. That means that now Zaz being pushed out, where is he going to be pushed out? He comes Zaz, he says, where should I go now? So the chef of the Mochim de Zaz is going to go into those Vekirim of Ima. Now next paragraph. Ulam ata nishar ima belo kelim, deshlish tiferet na'im atzma, kedei lealbish leorod shelav istalku galu lemalu betiferet shelav. Litochen nishar chesera mimem. Now we have to answer a question that at the end of the day, Ima gave over her Nahi. That means her Netzach and Yisod is gone. Zah took it. Now let's ask the question. Now, Ima, is it possible she has no legs? She gave over her legs to Zah? How can that be? Especially when we know that they're always doing Zivugim. Right? She needs her Nahi. Therefore, he says, והנה, כדי לתקן החיסרון זה, we have to mistaken this missing nahi of him, or she needs a new nahi. העירו כל אלו האורות הרבים שישנם שם עתה וחצי עליון של פרצוף דזה, פרצוף כלי, פרצוף דאמא, וכלי מיום שלו נכפלו ארבע מידות ושליש עליונים דאמה כנגע ארבע מידות שליש תחתון שנחסרו ממנו וניתנו עזה. So what's going to happen is, because of this influx of Shefa into the Tiferet of Ima, which then produced this powerful pressure, which then resulted in Zah being forced out and creating the birth of Zah, it also created an onward force which then doubled her sefirot, not all of them, from Bina downwards actually, and that created what's called the Nai Chadashim Veshlim Vekapel Bechinat Elyono Keneged Bechinat Tachtona Chasera. והנה, ברור כי נכפלו הכלים לשני שלישים עליון של תפארת דאמא. First thing that split became two was the two higher parts of תפארת of אמא. כלי גבוה וחסד דד שני שלישים עליונים של בינה דאמא. Two parts of the בינה, and then you have חסד גבוה, and חסד גבוה also double. And altogether, Ari Shalosh Midot Shlemot Yatsvi Sfirot that we produced the Tzav Gua Chesed Dat Shnei Midot Shle Shnei Shlishim Shnichpolu Shem Sachako, and then you have two times the Shnei Shlish of Tiferet Elyon, and also the Shnei Shlishim of Dibina Tachton. Yeah, Shnei Shlishim Tachton of Dibina also Nichpolu. That's another one and a third. So comes out, so sachakol, arba midot v'shlish. You have four and a third. Four new sefirot and a third, which are now created through this extra pressure that was in Tiferet. V'hem hispiko l'shamesh kekeili le'atzman v'gam keneged hakelim d'nai d'ima shenichsecha. That's going to be the new nai d'ima. ששלום כנגד המצפשתות למטה להשלים מחדש קומת אימה משני שלישים תפארת שלה ולמטה עד המלכות שלה אז נצפשתו אורות לשליש תפארת ונעים של אימה בתוך שלישים תפארת ונעים חדשים שלה. Therefore that the mochina will come down and fill up the new night אימה. עולם עולם עדיין צריך ביור. Okay, actually, I think it's moving on to a new point. Over here, but still on the lines of the Nayi Dima. So we'll stop it here, and then we'll continue next time.